Time to check in with Mark Myers in for John Taylor of Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. The market looks as if it could be up today, John. Mark?
Yes, it is. It looks like it's going to be up again. It's just been amazing. I mean, this first quarter, the market's rallied over 6%. You know, that's mainly due to the economy coming back. On Friday, they reported jobs. The United States economy produced 216,000 jobs in March alone. And the unemployment rate here in the United States dipped down to 8.8%, and that's still reflecting in today's prices. The market looks like it's going to open up over 50 points. We did have some companies, though, that did take a beating late Friday. Krispy Kreme, they were down 21% after their earnings came in way below Wall Street expectations. Office Depot, they fell 9%, and that's because the IRS denied a $80 million claim in tax benefits for them. And what was really interesting is Ford. Ford's monthly auto sales came in, and they surpassed General Motors' auto sales, and that's the first time that's happened since 1998. So great strides there for Ford. Now, all these companies, it's just amazing how much cash they have on the books. They have over $940 billion sitting in bank accounts these companies have, and that's due to increased profits. Now, the profits this quarter, I was looking back at it, they are the biggest profit gain since 1900. Looks like most economists are forecasting the S&P 500 on the stock market. The companies overall will earn more per share than they did back in the peak in 2007. So that's great. I mean, it's amazing some of these companies we've seen turn around. AIG, the big insurance company, they lost $95 billion last year, and then this year they've made $7.7 billion. ConocoPhillips, they lost $20 billion previous 12 months, but this past year they've made $11 billion. And Apple, they made $7 billion through March of 2009, and then this past year they made $16 billion. So it was a huge increase in profits. And all these profits, what's starting to happen now that we're seeing is companies are starting to pay out dividend. Since the start of this year, just in 2011 alone, 117 companies in the S&P 500 said they would raise or start paying dividend. So that means they're going to pay out over $16 billion to shareholders in dividends. That's great. I mean, we just saw J.P. Morgan announce the other day that they were going to increase their dividend from 20 cents a share to a dollar a share, basically quadrupling it. So this is good news, but with that being said, dividends still are not as high as they were back in 2008. They're 13% below that peak. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. One little tidbit of history I was reading on Motorola. Motorola, you know, great company, been out there for a very, very long time. Has not been a great investment the last 10 years, though, for shareholders. But Motorola actually started the cell phone. Back in 1973, they made the first public cell phone call. A gentleman named Martin Cooper, who was an engineer for him, walked down New York City streets testing out their cell phones. And can you imagine the looks that he got back in 1973 walking down the street with a cell phone in his hand talking on it?
Especially the size of those cell phones back then. They were pretty good size.
Yeah, they looked like a big brick. They actually called them a brick phone, the big ones.
All right, Mark. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Take care.
That's Mark Myers of Stern, AG & Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You hear his reports, of course, John Taylor's as well, here on KFPW and Cool 104.7. You can reach Mark at 479-782-2527, 782-2527, or email him at mmyers@sternag.com.